Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf. Hey, we left off in daf Kuf Dalar and Bezos. This is the last full daf of the 12th parak from Masechta Zvachim. So yesterday we did a Mishnah that discussed the concept of Tumas Hisaskus, that by the Parman Esrafim, Sir Man Esrafim, there's a unique kind of Tumah that only applies to these Karbanos, and that is that when a person is Osek with these Karbanos, after they go chutz lazara, so that is a that just the being osik and the korbanos themselves creates tuma for the people who are being osik, and it's metame begadim as well. So we started asking various questions about this unique tuma of the parman esrafim, sir man esrafim. So the last question that we raised yesterday was lina mahu shetol be parman esrafim, sir man esrafim. Is there psolina by parman esrafim, sir man esrafim? Since it's such a unique kind of issue, it's such a unique kind of carbon, unique kinds of rules of tuma, so does it play by the normal psulim rules? Is there a psulina? So we mentioned, we read through the sugi yesterday, how the Gemara tried to bring three rayas, one way or the other, whether there is a psulina or is not a psulina, and the Gemara left it as an ibayi delivshta. The Gemara did not have a final conclusion. Now Rashi explained that the suffix was regarding the psulina, that we don't find lina in the Torah by anything but kachim that are roi la'achila, or basar ola and emurim that are ruim la'achilas mizbeach. We always refer to the burning of the mizbeach as a form of achila as well. But by parim and esrafim that are not roi la'achilas adam, nor are they roi la'achilas mizbeach, maybe they shouldn't be subject to the psulina. So that was the shaila of the Gemara, and the Gemara left that unanswered. The Tzlach in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Chaf Ches writes that a carbon that becomes pasul, there is a lav of lo yosir. There is a lav of leaving it over beyond its time. So the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Slach, he says, how could you say bepshitos that there's a lav of lo yosir by a carbon that becomes tamei? Our Gemara is a suffix by something that's not roi lachilas adam, nor roi lachilas mizbeach, whether there is such a thing as a psalina. So just like a zevach that becomes a carbon that becomes pasul is not roi lachilas, so just like by the parman and sraf and suman and sraf, it's not roi lachilas adam, nor is it roi lachilas mizbeach, and therefore we're not sure if it has a psulina. You should have the same exact suffix when it comes to a carbon that becomes pasul, a zevach shenifsal. It's not roi lachilas adam, not roi lachilas mizbeach. So how could the Slach write as a davar pashut that it is subject to the love of lo yosir? So l'chor, according to the Tzlach, the reason it's not a suffix is because a carbon that's pasul, you are knowing bal talin because mitzvaso b'sreifa. So the same would be true. Meaning the way Menachas Chinuch asks the kasha is, he says according to the Tzlach, just like a carbon that's pasul, you are the fact that there's mitzvaso b'sreifa doesn't take away the psulina. So we should say the same thing by the parim and esrafim, usirim and esrafim. The difference is, the answer probably is, the Achiezer writes, Reb Chaim Elzer writes in Achiezer, that basa that became pasul, since it was omid achilas adam or achilas mizbeach once, it just then became pasul, it's going to be subject to bal talin. By the parman esrafim, sirman esrafim, it was never omid achila, the mitzvasa was bisrefa, it was originally supposed to be bisrefa, and that's why it's not subject to the psalina. So that was in regards to the psalina. Now we're going to raise the next shayla. We are four lines before the lines get wide on kuf dalet amid beis. Is there a psul yotze when it comes to the parman esrafim and seirim esrafim? Why shouldn't there be a psul yotze? So my kami baile. So ask, well, not why shouldn't there? Why there shouldn't be is very obvious, because the whole point of these karbanos is that you're supposed to bring them out, and that's where you burn them. You burn them outside. Chutz l'gimel machnos is where you burn them. So why? How could there possibly be a psul yotze? And in fact, that's the Gemara's question. My kami baile. Rashi says, Amai tifsal, hare sofan latzeis. What do you mean a psul yotze? They're supposed to be yotze. So what kind of shaila is there? Psul yotze, not a psul yotze. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Aliba demand Yamar, Adayin lo higia zman latzeis. Mi armin an hani mili basar de in sofan latzeis chova, avlhani de sofan latzeis chova lo, adil machinami lo higia zman latzeis. That this is all according to the opinion that we had way back on Daf Peita Samad Beis. Rashi explains as follows. The halach is kachim kalim can be eaten b'cholayir. Kachim kalim can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. So it is supposed to ultimately go out of the Azara.
Is there a psul yotze and kachum kalim if they go out before the zrika? It only becomes mutar b'achila once you do the zrika sadam. What if you bring kachum kalim outside of the azara before you do the zrika sadam? Is it subject to psul yotze? So that was the discussion on daf pei tesam bei. So aliba demanded pasil basur kachum kalim. Rashi says according to the one that says kachum kalim are pasul shiyatzul fnei zrika sadamim. Why mishum da adayin lo higiyas mano latzeis? Granted, ultimately it's supposed to go out, but it's not yet time for it to go out. So that's our shaila over here. By kachum kalim, maybe the reason when it's lo higiyas mano latzeis that it's subject to psul yotzei is because even once it is higiyas mano latzeis, you never have to bring kachum kalim out of the azari. You're allowed to eat kachum kalim in the mikdash. It's just that you're also allowed to eat it b'chutz. So because it doesn't have such a strong connection to chutz, therefore, maybe before the zrika, it's going to have a psul yotzei. But over here, we're talking about parman and sraphim, siman and sraphim. You must take them out. They have a requirement to be brought out, so they're much more strongly connected to the chutz, and therefore maybe they would not have a psul yotzei. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tashmal is trying to bring a raya. The Tani Levi she'ira bo psul biyitzi aso. That we said before that what the Mishnah said that what happens that ira bo psul biyitzi aso, that a psul happens biyitzi aso. What's the psul that happens? My love psul yitzia. Aren't we talking about where there's a psul yotzei? So we see it is subject to a psul yotzei. So it says more lo psul tuma psulina. So some other psul tuma or psulina. Now before when we were discussing psulina, we also brought this as a raya. Shir bo psul biyitzi aso. We said, oh my love, that it's talking about a psul lina. So he said, no, psul yotzei, psul tuma, right? It's talking about some. So obviously the Gemara is just saying you can't prove anything. Rashi says, lo psul tuma v'lina, tekayhacha matchilei, kayhacha matchilei. Whichever thing we're trying to prove, we're going to say maybe it's talking about the other. Meaning we just have no conclusive proof about what kind of psul it's talking about. So we can't know for sure. That's all it's saying. Now, Mari Kurkus points out that from based on the Gemara, it's very clear. We had a machlokas, and based especially the way Rashi clarifies it for us, we had a machlokas on Peitas Amid Beis whether Kachim Kalim have a psul yotze v'fnei d'zrika. Reish Lakish holds that in regards to Kachim Kalim, that's yotze v'fnei d'zrika, it does become pasul, even though it's sofa latzeis, since it's not yet higiyas man latzeis, it's not yet higiyas man before the zrika for the basar to be yotze, therefore it is going to be subject to psul yotze, and that's when. And it's only within the sheet of Reish Lakish that it's shaykh to be done if we could be mechalik between Parim and Asrafim where there's a chiyuv to be motzi them and maybe therefore should not be subject to psul yotzei or they should be subject to psul yotzei even though they ultimately are supposed to be brought out. That's whose opinion the whole discussion in the Gemara is within. But according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds that by Kachim Kalim that are kasher since they're sofam latzeis, there's no suffix at all. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's no psul yotze by kachim kalim at all because they're sofam latzeis, even though there's no chiyuv to be motziyam. So then, certainly, when it comes to the parim hanisrafim, sirim hanisrafim, where there's a chiyuv to be motzi them, certainly there's not going to be a psul yotze. Our whole shaila in the Gemara is only aliba de Reish Lakish. It's not aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. That Rashi makes clear, and it's really clear in the words of the Gemara itself. So asks the Mari Korkus the following question: psulim Mekdashim Perek Yutas Halacha Gimel. The Rambam paskins in the first parak of psulim Mekdashim at the end of the first parak of psulim Mekdashim that when it comes to basar kachim kalim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that there's no psul yotzei by basar kachim kalim. So that means that the Rambam holds that even though there's no mitzvah to be motziyam, nevertheless it's not going to be subject to psul yotzei since you can be motziyam, since eventually they can be brought outside. So one would expect that the Rambam would say in our case, in the case of the Sidra and Srafim and Parim and Srafim, where there's even a mitzvah to be motziyam, where there's a chiyuv to be motziyam, that for sure there's no psul yotzei. That's what one would expect the Rambam to say, but as we know, the Rambam never says what we expect him to say. The Rambam paskins in Psulim Mekdashim Perek Yutas Halacha Gimel that Parim and Asirim and Usirim and Asrafim, there's a suffek whether Yitzia Kodem Zmanim Poselas es besarim. There's a suffix whether the Yitziah is going to passel them. And he writes, since there's a suffix, we should be machmir misuffix. So apparently, the Rambam, even though he passels like Rabbi Yochanan, still learns our suffix of the Gemara. That is the major difficulty with the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam will understand that our suffix of the Gemara is even within Rabbi Yochanan. That which Rabbi Yochanan says, Kachem Kalim, that go out before the Zrika, are kasher, that's only according to a Havamina of the Gemara in Me'ila, that Zrika works to be Matir Achila. But according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that Zrika is not Matir, the Kachem Kalim Ba'achila, and the Basar is going to be Shaykh, is going to be Chayiv B'Sreifa, the Zrika only helps that it's not burnt right away. It's just that you burn it lachar shenev tzuraso. So then maybe within that maskana, maybe this shaila is not only according to Reish Lakish, it's even within Rabbi Yochanan. All the achronim work on this kasha. They all try to come up with creative ways to read the Gemara. But Pasha Pshan in the Gemara was very clear that the aliba demand the yamar adayin lo gias manalatzis. You have to say that our Gemara is working within some sort of assumption that is later going to be rejected. Whatever assumption you want to make it, it's going to have to be within some sort of assumption that's later going to be rejected in order to make the Rambam work with our Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Next Shaila. By Reb Lazar. Rubo b'miut ever mahu. We've discussed that when does the tumah begin on these paraman asraf b'sir man asrafim, when they are brought out. So the Mishnah discussed various cases, yatzu arishonim chutz l'chomas hazara, and other people that are carrying it have not yet been yotzei. So the people that are ready out are mitame begadim. The people that are not out are not mitame begadim. Once they're both out, everybody's mitame begadim. According to the Tanakhama, at least, that it's at the yitziah that the tumah starts. So the Gemara raises the following shaila. Reb Lazar raises the following shaila. Parman Esrafim and Sirman Esrafim, let's say most of the animals out, the majority, more than 50% of the animals out of the Azara, but only if but it's only 51% because the last Aver that's on its way out is mostly in and a little bit out. That's mashlim, the 51%. Let's say it's an animal's leg. 20% of the animal's leg is out, but that 20% puts it over the halfway mark. Puts on the animal on a whole, it puts it over the 50% mark to make it more than halfway out. So yatzar rubo b'miut aver mahu. What's the din? Do we say, well, no, that aver is still inside, and therefore we should look at that aver as if it's entirely inside, and therefore only a minority of the animal is outside? Or do we say, no, don't look at that aver when you could look at the animal as a whole, and the animal as a whole is mostly outside? So hach miyuta de aver basa ruba shadina lay. Do we look at that minority of the aver as following after the majority of the aver is, and therefore even though that minority of the aver is outside, we make it be nigrar after the majority which is inside, v'halo nafgale, and therefore it is not out. Al dilma basa ruba de behema shadina, or should we say that minority of the aver goes basa the rova the behema, and the majority of the behema is outside? So that's the shaila. Is that called that the animal is yotzei? So says the Gemara Pshita, the love shafkin and ruba de behema vazin basa ruba de varim. Well, that should be obvious. Why would you look at the rove of an aver? All the averim are still on the animal. So of course you look at the rove of the animal. It's a much more important rove. Why would you not look at the rove of the animal? So that can't be the real shaila. Ella sheyetzah chetzio berov aver. Really, the shaila must be that half of the animal went out with rove aver. Haimi uta de aver basa rove aver shadina lei v'hanafik lei. Do we say that the miut of the aver that's still inside, we make it follow the rove of the aver that's outside, and therefore it's considered that it's out? Odilma basa behema shadina lei. Or should we say, no, the behema is not yet mostly out. So, and since the behema is not yet mostly out, we have to view it as if it's not yet mostly out. So teku, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. If you look at Rashi in terms of just framing what exactly the shaila is, sheyatzah ruba, the bottom Rashi, umiut echad min evar mashlim l'ruba shel behema liyitziyasa. That was within the first side, the first way of understanding the shaila, that rova the animal is out, but it's only because of a miut of an evar that's out, it's mashlim the rove. So ma'u miyavi yitziyah l'tamei es hamis askin b'hotzaas ruban alo haviyitzia. Meaning, what's the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila of the Gemara is in regards to the tuma of the people who are being osek in that animal. Mi amrin shadim yutu de'ever basarovever v'avle kamando lanafik vein kan rova behemelechutz. Should we say that the miyut of the ever is as if it's still inside, and therefore they're not going to be mitame begadim, but it's all about being mitame the people and the begadim that are being osek in the animal. Now, if you look at the way Rashi understands the shaila, once we rephrase it and once we reformulate it, these Rashis for some reason are on Amar Aleph, on Kuf Hey Amar Aleph. El Shiyatza Chetzio says Rashi, Chetzio Shal Par Berov Ever B'Chatzia Par Yatza Rov Echad Min Evarim U'Meyuto B'Chatzia Par Shebifnim. In the half of the par that's out is the majority of one of the Evarim, and the half of the par that's still inside is the minority of that same Ever. So Hay Meyuto De Ever Shenisha B'Fnim Basa Ruba De Ever Shiyatza Shadin Alei V'Avle Kaman De Nafak V'Yishtakach Rov Behemim B'Bechutz. Do we view it as if most of the animal is outside because the Meyuto of the Ever that remains inside is Nigrar after the rove of that Aver that's outside and therefore puts it over the halfway mark? Or maybe we follow just the Behema, and wherever it is, that's where we view it as. Should we say that even though there is no rove of the Behema over here, but since the Aver is still connected to the body, you just have to look as the behemoth as a whole. V'lo aviyutzia. Now here's the key words: v'nitma par sorfo bifnim. And if the par becomes tamei, you burn it bifnim. So all of a sudden, Rashi changed what the shaila, not just what the case of the shaila is, but what the subject of the shaila is. Meaning, we had the first case that the Gemara had a shaila about was that rove of the animal is outside, but that rove is only mushlam based on an aver that's rubo inside. So that was, and Rashi understood, so what are we asking about? We're asking about tumas begadim. We're asking about the tuma of the people who are osek in it. Now that we change the shaila to the behema halfway inside, halfway outside, but the half is only because of a rove that's outside and a miyut of the animal that's inside, so a miyut of that aver that's inside, but it's half-half in terms of the animal, so now all of a sudden Rashi changes the shaila, changes that the shaila is no longer about the tumah of the people are being osek, all of a sudden it's about if nitma par, whether you're sorfo bifnim or you're not sorfo bifnim. So that's the difficulty in Rashi. If you look at Tosos on the bottom of Kuftal and Beis, Shiyatza Rubo B'Miyut Ever, Pierce B'Kuntros to Mibayle Linin Tamei Amasasek Behen. The Kashya B'Sof Ketzat, so is right that the Shaila is in regards to the Tuma of those who are being Misasek. That was the way Rashi understood the first Shaila. Frek Tosos, that doesn't really work because there's Gemara P'sachim Daf Pehei, Amrin Ramotzi Basar Pesach Mechabur Lechabura, Enu Chayiv Achi Yaniach Ad Sheyaniach, that if a person takes out the basar of a Karban Pesach from one group of eaters of the Karban Pesach to another group, you're only going to be chayiv when you do a hanacha, when you put down the meat. So where do we get that from? Hotzah, ksiv beka Shabbos, because the Isser is an Isser of Hotzah. And on Shabbos, to violate Hotzah, you need Akira and Anacha. You need to pick it up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and put it down in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, vice versa. So you need Akira and Anacha. So Parach mi Masnisin, and the Gemara over there asks from our Mishnah, Masnisin da'acha, do you solve the Nosal b'mutos, to katani rishonim etamin begadim, achronim etamin begadim, achi yetzu, vi afal gav, delo nach. In our Mishnah, it sounds like they're carrying out the Parman Asrafim on sticks, on poles, and the people who are outside are ready mitame begadim once they're outside. People who are still inside, who are behind them, are not mitame begadim yet. They never put anything down. They're still walking in our Mishnah. So Mishani b'negrarim. So they said, no, it must be that they're dragging it, that they're not actually holding it, that there is a hanacha. V'im kein rubo b'miyot ever dahacha lo mechayev l'inyan Shabbos kivin da'agudu b'fnim lo yitame begadim. So Frektos is a very strong kasha on Rashi. According to that sugya, in order for one to be metame begadim, when you're osek in the parman asrafim that are brought outside, it has to be brought outside in a way that would have been mechayiv you on Shabbos. You need a akira hanacha. You need something that would have been mechayiv you on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, if there's still miyuto b'fnim, if it's still aguda b'fnim, you're not chayiv for Shabbos. So how could it be that you're metame begadim when it's still aguda b'fnim, even if it's only a miyut b'fnim, you still wouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos. Shabbos. V'nir lefarish di mibayle lini l'sorfo b'fnim. So he says the shayla must be about the mitzvah of sreifa becomes tame, whether you sorif b'fnim or you sorif b'chutz. Which is the way Rashi understood the second shayla of the Gemara. But Tosfos says you should have said that in the first place. It's a very strong kasha on Rashi. That Gemara seems to associate hilchos Shabbos with the hilchos yitziyah over here. So, the way to be miyashiv Rashi, the Achronim work on being miyashiv the Rashi. So the Taras HaKodesh says that perhaps it could be miyashiv Rashi that only by Shabbos do we say if it's agudu biyado, it's not considered otzah. If it's still connected to the inside, it's not considered otzah, because otzah means that you motze merishus lirishus. You bring from one rishus to another rishus. When it's still agudu biyado, you haven't taken it merishus. You haven't taken it out of the first rishus. However, when it comes to Tzas Parim and Asrafim, you could say the opposite, that the Miut that's Nisha Bifnim, since it's a mitzvah lahotziya lachutz, since its destiny is to be brought outside, and it's meant to be brought outside, so it's ki'ilu, it's nigrar after the part that's outside already. So when do we compare Shabbos to Hilcha Shabbos to the Hilcha, the halacha of the Yitzia of the Parim and Asrafim? That's only in regards to the requirement of Akira and Hanacha. But in regards to what's considered connected to the inside and how far out does it have to still be considered connected, things of that nature, those halachas are not going to parallel each other at all. Because by Shabbos, it's all about Yitzia Merishos Lirishos. Over here, it's all about fulfilling its destiny of being Yotzei. And therefore, we're more likely to consider something to be Yotzei before it's actually outside. So that's the that's the way they're miyashev shitas Rashi, but again, that is not miyashev why Rashi changed it in the middle, but it's miyashev how Rashi at least could work in the first half. Okay, so the Gemara had said, Teiku, this question went unresolved. Next Shaila. Rabbi Barav Huna Masila Begavri. Rabbi Barav Huna said that maybe we could have a shaila about the people themselves in terms of majority and minority. The people themselves that are dealing with the Yitzia. Bimis Askin Bo Chamisha Bnei Adam. Let's say there are five people carrying out the Parman Asrafim. Vinafku Tlasa. Three of the people are already out. Upashalu Trey. Two people are lagging behind. So Mai, what's the din? Basar Rov Misaskin Azlinan or Basar Behema Azlinan? Do we follow the Rov Misaskin or do we follow the Behema? So meaning the Behema is mostly inside, let's say, but the Misaskin are mostly outside. So do we say there's already Tumas Begadim or not? So take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Next Shaila. Boy Rabbi, I lost count already how many Shailas we have, but Boy Rabbi Lazar. Parma Sirim and Asrafim Shiyatsu V'chazru Mahu. What if the Parma and the Sirim and Asrafim went outside and then they came back in? What's the din? Mi amrinon kivin de nafki luhu itmi luhu, odil mekivin de hadar hadar. Do we say, well, once they're out, once the Parma and Esrafim are out, they now are metame those who are misasik in it? Or do we say, no, once it's back in, it's inside now, so it's not going to be metame those who are misasik in it? Rashi says, kasal kadai techlinin tumis begadim shalelu shalatsiyum kamim bayalei, that the assumption is that we're talking about when it goes back in, it goes out and goes back in, that the shayla is about the tumma of the people who are misasik in it. So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamla, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamla says, wait a second, Tashema, let's bring a raya. Hayusov lo son bimotos, that our Mishnah said, if they're carrying it out on sticks, they're carrying it out on poles, harishonim yatsu chutz l'chomas hazara, v'achronim lo yatsu. The first set of people that are walking in the front are already outside of the Azara. The people walking in the back are not yet outside of the Azara. So what did the Mishnah say? Harishonim shiyatsu chutz l'chomas hazara, mitam begadim. The people that are walking in the front that are already outside of the Azara, they're a couple of steps ahead, so they're already mitam begadim because they're already being osek outside of the Azara. Ha'achronim ain't mitam begadim yachyetsu. The people in the back are not mitam begadim because they have not yet walked outside yet. But if you're going to say that once the animal is outside, anyone who's osek in that animal, whether they are osek inside or outside because the animal is brought back in or whatever, that they automatically become tamei, because that's when anybody, as soon as the animals rove outside, that's when the dinim start, that's when the tumah really starts. So shouldn't we say that the people lagging behind in the case where the animal wasn't brought back inside, but the people are still inside and they're being osik in the animal, shouldn't we say that they become tamei as well? So it's a little bit of a leap the Gemara is making.
taking. The Gemara is saying that when the animal goes outside and is then brought back in, that's the same as an animal that goes outside and was not yet brought back in, but the people who are being osik in it were still inside. That's what we're assuming should be the same. So we're saying, so the people on the inside should be tamei as well, and we know that they're not. Some Ravina v'tizbra. So Ravina says, how can you even compare? Habi'ina v'achar yavol amachna v'leka. You need v'achar yavol amachna and you don't have it. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Alma krabid nafik l'vayikai, that the pasuk is talking about where it went outside. The kol kabid lo nafik lo karina bay. So long as it's not outside, then we cannot say about it v'achar yavo. V'kibid lo karina bay v'achar yavo lo karina bay yichabes b'gadav. So long as there's never been a full yitzia, so you can't say there's a requirement of kibus b'gadim. The people who are carrying it behind never went outside yet. So that's not comparable to a case where it went outside entirely and then was brought back inside. You can't compare the two. Ella Rabbi Elazar hechi ba'ila. So what was Rabbi Elazar's actual shaila? His shaila was as follows. Couldn't have been about a case where went outside, came back in, and people were osek in it on the inside. No, the case is kigon de nikiti la bibakulsi. What does that mean? Says Rashi, sha'achsim b'makalus. They're holding on to sticks. Va'omdin mibachutz lahotziam la'achar shechazru, and they're standing on the outside to bring it out after they've returned, after they've gone back in. V'kami baylei mi'arminan kimin sheyatzu chutz la'azara kala oskim behen mikan ve'ela chutz la'azara mitamin begadim. Do we say that since they've already gone outside of the Azara, so anyone who's osik in it from here on in is chutz la'azara is automatically mitame begadim? Or do we say that no, since it was brought back inside and has not yet been brought out again, the new people who are dealing with it and poking it with sticks from the outside should not become tame? We're not talking about people who are dealing with it bifnim. We're talking about people dealing with it bachutz after it was Yotzei, but these are not the same people that were dealing with it originally. So that was the shaila in the first place. Okay, next case. Actually, before that, even the Tosfos has a very strong kasha on the way Rashi read this entire Gemara. The way Rashi read the Gemara is the shaila was that should we say when it goes back in, so that's it, it's inside, it's not outside, it's not going to be mitame those who are osek in it. So you had the part of Manasorim, Sidim Manasorim, they went outside. So already they're mitame anybody that's osek in it. Then when it goes back inside, the way Rashi understood the shaila, maybe it loses the ability to be mitame the people that are osek in it. So says Tosfos, Pirush Bekuntros to me, Baile Lini Tumas Begadim, the way Rashi understood it was that it's the same people. The first people who were metame begadim when they went outside with it, now when they go back inside, all of a sudden are not going to have tumas begadim. V'kasha atu mechitzas azara mikva tahara tikimet shnitmu miyitarim. What are you talking about? Says Tosfos. Is it possible that the mechitzas of the azara are a mikva? That you go and you bring the Parma and Asrafim outside and you become Tameh and your begadim become Tameh. Now you go back inside, all of a sudden your begadim become Tahar. Just because the animal went back inside and you go back inside, you become Tahar. Can't be. V'nir l'farishim b'ylilin ha'nogea b'fnim t'dilma kivin d'yatza b'chutz afag av d'chazra n'ogea b'fnim tameh. So it says Tosfos, the way I explained the Gemara, I was reading it according to Tosfos' understanding, the way I explained it originally was that the shaila is not about the same people that have already become tameh, do they become tahar when they go inside. We're talking about people who are n'ogea for the first time, b'fnim, that were not the same people that carried it out in the first place. That's the shaila of the Gemara. U'masik t'mi b'ylilin kivin d'nakti b'bakul Umari ba'omid b'chutz va'ochez ma'kolos lo'tziam la'ach shi'achzur k'tpirish b'kuntros. He says the final shaila of the Gemara is the way Rashi had it, that people who are not nogea while they're inside, people who are nogea while they're outside by taking sticks and poking it inside to try to get it back out after it already had come out and gone back in. That was ultimately the shaila of the Gemara. But what originally the shaila was of the Gemara, that's machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Tosos doesn't understand how Rashi could possibly say people who had already become tame would become tahar by going right back in. Okay, new brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Parim upara v'sir mishtaleach. By the parim, the para, the sir mishaleach, all these things that require sreifa b'chutz, or require chutz, hamishaleach
Vasarfan Vamotzian, the one who sends it out, the one who burns it, and the one who brings it out, Metame Begadim, they are all Metame Begadim, Vehin Atzman Einim Metame Begadim. But they themselves, the animals themselves, are not Metame Begadim. The meat of the bus or the animal itself is not Metame Begadim. Av Metame Ochlan Mashkin Divrei Meir. But it does have enough tumma that it's able to be Metame Ochlan Mashkin. Meaning, what the Bryce is dealing with is that these animals are a very unique kind of tumma. What tumma is this? It's a totally, it's not tumas mace, it's not tumas nevela, it's a totally different kind of tumma. It's a tumma of his askus with these very holy things. So the fact that it's metame, the people who deal with it, to be metame begadim, is that a reflection of an overall sense of tumma that it has? Or is that really just an exception? But it doesn't have an overall sense of tumma, that it's just that it has the ability to be metame in this way, and that's it. So Rav Meir says, look, it's not metame begadim, the animal itself, but it is metame ochlen umashkin. That basic, fundamental level of tumma that it does have. The chamam, the chamam say, paru, parim, metame ochlen umashkin, the para and the parim are metame ochlen umashkin, sir mishalech in metame shu chai, v'chai in metame ochlen umashkin. But the sir mishalech is different than the para and the parim, because the sir mishalech, when it's brought outside, it's still alive. Live animals are never metame. So even though there's a din that those who are osik in the sir mishalech are metame begadim, yeah, but that's really an exception. And therefore, the sir mishalech itself could touch food, it's not going to be metame any food. That's the sheet of the chamim. Says Gemara, Bishlam, Rabbi Meir, I understand Rabbi Meir's position very well. Kid Tan de Be Rabbi Shmuel could be explained based on Rabbi Shmuel, the Tan de Be Rabbi Shmuel, Al Kol Zera Zarua, Mazra im Shein Sofel metame tumachamura, Utsrich and Hechsher, just like Zra'im, which are not ultimately going to be Metame Tuma Chamura, and meaning they're never going to be able to be Metame Begadim, they're never going to be able to be Metame Adam, yet they need Hechsher, so Av Kol Shein Sof Metame Tuma Chamura, Tzrich and Hechsher. Anything that never will have the ability to be Metame, a Tuma Chamura, requires Hechsher to be Mekabel Tuma in the first place, in order to be Mekabel Tuma. So anything that's not going to be able to be Metame, like Para and Parim in the Sa'ir, they will be able to be Metame Adam and Begadim, that are Osik in them, they do have that Tuma Chamura, so they shouldn't need Hechsher, because that's the rule. You don't need Hechsher when you have this capacity to be Metame on a very high level. And therefore, they can be Metame even Mechayim, because the whole idea of Hechsher is making it ready to be Mekabel Tuma, so maybe it doesn't need all the normal preparations. Yatsa Nevel Softar Shasof Letame Tuma Chamura Vein. But that's also why Nevelus of Tahr that is able to be Metame Tuma Chamura Bebeis Ablia, right? We know the Nevelus of Tahr could be Metame in Adam Bebeis Ablia, so it's and Metame Begadim Beis Ablia, so it's Ein Tzricha Hechsher, does not require Hechsher. El Rabbana, so I understand very well Rav Meir's point of view that the Parim and Asrafim and the Seir Mishaleach all have the ability to be metame, even though the Seir Mishaleach is alive, because it has the ability to be metame tuma chamura, so we allow it to be metame lower levels of tuma. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, what do they hold? E islu tana dever Rabbi Shmuel, if they hold of tana dever Rabbi Shmuel, afil the Seir Mishaleach, then the Seir Mishaleach should also have the capacity to be metame any less life, they don't hold of Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, afilu paru parim minalan. Then where do they even know that paru and parim are metame anything? If the whole thing is just a chiddush that it could be metame begadim, but where do they apply any other form of tuma? So kiyas rav dimi amar amri b'marava tzrich and hechsher tuma mimakom acher. Now when we say tzrich and hechsher, it means tzrich and hechsher tuma mimakom acher. That what Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel meant to say is that anything that's not going to be metame tuma chamura needs a hechsher of tuma. As Rashi says, what it means is it doesn't generate its own tuma. Anything that's not going to be metame, tuma chamura, will only become tame by contacting something else that is tame. But something that itself will have the ability to be metame, tuma chamura, shows that it has inherent tuma. It doesn't need to contract its tuma from somewhere else. It has the ability to be metame, tuma sochlin, on its own, like the para and the parim. But it still needs to be something that's ra'ui for tuma. Bali chayim are not ra'ui for tuma at all, and therefore they cannot be metame ochlin. So he does hold of Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, but he understands Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel a little bit differently. By Reb Lazar, The parmusim and asrafim, can they be metame ochlin amashkin? Let's assume, according to a mayor, that parmusim and asrafim are metame ochlin amashkin. So are they metame ochlin amashkin when they're inside, or only once they have the ability to be metame the people who are dealing with them, the begadim, which is once they're brought outside? Mechusar yitzia k'mechusar maisadami? Alo. Do we view mechusar yitzia, the fact that it's not yet outside, like it's mechusar maisadami, and therefore it's not yet ready to be metame, or do we not view it as mechusar maisa? So that's the shaila. Tosfos asks, well, if it's ready metame b'fnim, shouldn't it be metame its own emurim, that is still inside the animal? Very interesting question. Now, obviously, it's not metame its own emurim. That can't be. The question is, why not? Okay, so Tosfos works on that. Anyway, basa dubaya hadar pashta. Once we raised the shaila, we then answered it. Mechusar yitzia k'mechusar maisa dami. That if it's mechusar yitzia, and that's considered mechusar maisa, and therefore the parma and sirman and srafim, when they are still inside, not only are they not metame people who are osek in them, tumas begadim, they're not even metame ochlenu mashkin. They don't even have that very fundamental lower level of ability to be metame ochlenu mashkin. So Rabbi Abba bar Shmuel asked the following shayla of Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Nevelos of Torah Rabbi Meir, mau sheyitzma b'kazayis. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, what would be the din of a nevelos of Torah being metame b'kazayis? So what's the shayla? So if you look at Rashi, mau sheyitzma l'Rabbi Meir ochlenu mashkin b'kazayis. Can they be metame ochlenu mashkin b'kazayis? L'Rabbanan lo tibayla. According to the Rabbanan, it's not a shayla. Damer midi dechazi l'tuma ba'inan, or b'kazayis ein l'zutuma. El beis ablia avlin mago lekashir bekazayis el rameir damer kolshes sofo litame tuma chamura ain sarach ruil tuma. Normally, a kazayis is not enough to transmit tuma. You need a kibetza to transmit tuma. So, according to the rabbanon, whenever you don't have the requirements, just like a living animal cannot be metame ochlenu mashkin, and we don't break the rules for the sira nisrafim, for the sira mishtalech, we don't break the rules. It's if it's a living animal, can't be metame. So we're not going to break the rules in terms of the shear either. When you have, granted, Nevelos of Tara is a very unique kind of tumah and a very serious kind of tumah, but that doesn't mean it could break the rules in terms of the shear. But according to Rav Meir, that we do break the rules, that a seer mishtalech is a live animal and it's able to be metame ochlen amashkin, even though live animals are never metame ochlen amashkin. So according to Rav Meir, that we do break the rules, what about this rule of a shear? Nevelos of Tara is also one of these tumah chamuras that it's able to be metame beis ablia. So do we break the rule of kibetz? And do we allow it to be metame b'kazayis? So it says more the machta la'ara lo tibayilach, that when it's on the ground, then there's no question that it's not going to be a shayla, that's certainly not going to have the capacity to be metame, because it's not even ready, it's not even poised to be metame b'beis ablia, when it's just sitting there on the ground. When it's in your mouth, it's also not a shayla, because then it's pashut that it's ready to be metame b'beis ablia. What if it's right in between, you're holding it in your hand? Is the mechusar kreva, just bringing your hand closer to your mouth, is that considered mechusar maisa, or is that not considered mechusar maisa? So says Gemara, mechusar kreva lavka mechusar maisa dami, it's not considered mechusar maisa, it already has the capacity to be metame, even b'kazayis, according to Rabbi Meir. There are 13 things, 13 halachos stated about nevelos of tar. The following is one of them. It requires machshava and does not require hechsher. So what does it mean, tzricha machshava? So Rashi says that it means in order for it to be mekabel tumas ochlin b'maga, you need machshava, you need to be machshav aleha as an ochel. So umetami tumas ochlin b'kebeitza, and it's metami tumas ochlin b'kebeitza. But that's the point that we're most interested in. That it's metami tumas ochlin b'kebeitza. We just said that according to our mayor, it should already be metami tumas ochlin b'kazayis. It should break all the rules. So my love, Rav Meir, isn't this going like Rav Meir and still says you need b'kebeitza, not b'kazayis? Says Gemara, lo, Rabbanan he. Who says we're going like Rav Meir? That's going like the Rabbanan. V'hakatani reisha, but it says in the reisha, tzricha machshava vein tzricha hechsher uman sham lehaisvar Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir is the one that holds the first line of that Mishnah, though, that tzricha machshava vein tzricha hechsher. So if it's Rav Meir who holds tzricha machshava vein tzricha hechsher, you see the reisha is going like Rav Meir. Rameir, umi deresh Rameir, sefer nami Rameir, and therefore, if the resh is going like Rameir, isn't the sefer where it says that it's metame b'kibetza only, and not because I is also going on like Rameir? So Gemara says, no, who says midiria? Hakadisa, vakadisa. Maybe the resh is going like Rameir, and the sefer is going like Rabbanan. It doesn't line up. It doesn't have to line up that they're going like the same shita. Frankly, Gemara Vami Diktani Seifa, but then go into the Seifa to Seifa, go even further in that mission, and it will say, Shchitasa Umili Kasa Mitaheres Trefasa Metumasa, that if you do a Shchita or Malika on the animal, it's Mitar the Trefa from Tuma, even though the animal is a Trefa, it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. So Man Shamle Hai Svara, who's the one that holds that doing a Shchita on a Trefa is effective to take away the Tumas Nevela? Rabbi Meir, that's only Rabbi Meir's point of view. So what do you have now? You have Reish of Sefer Rabbi Meir, Umitziyasa Rabbanan. Could that be that statements number 1 and 3 of the Mishnah are going like Rabbi Meir, but statement number 2, where it says that it's metame, that Nevelos of Torah is metame to Masochlin, Bikibetza, is going like the Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Meir? So says Gemara in Reish of Sefer Rabbi Meir, Umitziyasa Rabbanan. Yes, that is in fact true. The Reish and the Sefer are going like Rabbi Meir. The Mitziyasa is going like the Rabbanan. Amar Le Rav Hamnuna, Rabbi Zeira, Lo Tesev Akarech Adamrit Li Hamilsa. So Rav Hamnuna says to Rabbi Zeira, don't sit down until you answer me this Shaila. He was all excited about something he was thinking about and learning. Don't get settled in until you explain this to me. Nevelos of Tar L'Rameir. What was he excited about? Nevelos of Tar. What do we all get excited about? Nevelos of Tar L'Rameir. When you have Nevelos of Tar within the sheet of Rabbi Meir, Monin La Rishon V'Sheni, O Ein Monin Rishon V'Sheni. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, Nevelos of Tar not only is Metame Bebeis Hablia, to be metame the begadim that a person's wearing when it's in his beis habliya, when he's swallowing it, because it has that super tumma, it also has the ability to do normal tumma, to be metame ochlin, to be metame food. Now, what's it metame the food as? Do we count as normal rishon sheni and follow along the normal path? Or is it ein monin rishon v'sheni? Or do we not count typical rishon v'sheni? Do we assume that that it has a stronger level of tumma? So I'm anytime something could be metame a person bimaga, it's metame rishon v'sheni. Anything that can't be metame a person bimaga, then it can't be then it's not, we're not monobo rishon v'sheni. If you look at Rashi, kol echad lo metame adam bimaga in monobo rishon v'sheni, d'gamer misheretz d'chsiv bei minyan rishon v'sheni, d'chsiv kol asher b'toch yitma, d'avilei akli rishon v'ochel sheni, unevelas of tahar la metame adam bimaga. That's the key. Nevelas of tahar is not metame a person bimaga, so it's not going to follow the normal rules of Rishon V'Sheni, right? It's not going to follow the normal rules of being Metame Rishon V'Sheni because it doesn't have the ability to be Metame Adam B'Maga. Now that's a huge statement because we've discussed in the past, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole discussion in Lekach Tov, the fact that Nevelos of Torah is Metame Beis Ablia, is that a unique kind of Tumas Maga? Or is that a new tuma called Tumas Beis Ablia? Meaning, does it work through Tumas Maga? Now, the Gemara seems to be saying over here that there is no Tumas Maga of Nevelos of Tahar. It makes it sound like the Tumas Beis Ablia is not Maga. Tumas Beis Ablia is its own form of tuma. That which we say that two foods could be connected via a liquid, and that is that's considered to be a connection. Let's say you have a half a kazayas of nevela on one side, half a kazayas of nevela on the other side, and they're connected by a liquid. So it is a chibur for tumah kala, but not for tumah chamura. So to be metame adam mekelim, let's say it's not a chibur. Mono barishon v'sheni wein mono barishon v'sheni. So do we count rishon v'sheni or do we not count rishon v'sheni? Go down the normal procedure of tuma. Samlei kol hecha de metame adam mono barishon v'sheni ein metame adam ein mono barishon v'sheni. The same thing we just said, that if it could be metame adam, we count rishon v'sheni. If it can't be metame adam, it can't be. We don't count rishon v'sheni, and therefore you have two chatzi kazesim of nevela that are connected by liquid, it can't be metame adam. It's not a chibur to be metame to machamura. Memela, we're not going to be monobo rishon v'sheni. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.